The United Nations Security Council renewed an arms embargo on South Sudan on Tuesday for another year amid protests from South Sudan's ambassador to the United Nations. Russia, China, and three African nations abstained from voting. Deng Dao Deng, South Sudan's acting foreign affairs minister, says the Security Council decision is not fair.
South Sudan have engaged US and the UN for us to get out of sanction and arms embargo. We have discussed benchmark. We have worked on them as a country. We have trained the army. We have graduated them. We have deployed them. We have made a plan of action to remove children in the army, and they have been removed. We have the action plan on sexual violence in relation to the conflict. We have signed. We have worked on it.
Resolution 2683 also extended the mandate of the UN's panel of experts on South Sudan to assist the work of the South Sudan Sanctions Committee until July 1, 2024. The resolution requests the UN Secretary General, in close consultation with the UN mission in South Sudan and the panel of experts, to conduct and check on progress on the defense and security review process, the necessary unified forces, disarmament, demobilization and reintegration, management of arms and ammunition stockpiles, and joint action plan for addressing conflict-related sexual violence. Minister Deng added that the renewal of the arms embargo could create jobs for the United Nations on South Sudan.
These people want to keep South Sudan under this so that the image is kept as a negative image, and we objected to this. These are people who are encouraging war. They want the war to continue. They want to get their people employed as panel of experts for sanction, as people of human rights. They want just to create jobs for themselves.
Deng says the UN decision to extend the arms embargo came at the time when the country has made what he called significant progress.
President Salvan, First Vice President Riek Machar, and everybody are in the same government. We need to be supported for us to be able to get out our country to a viable level where our citizen can have something to do. We can go to agriculture so that people can have a surplus of food production, get used to get employment. This is our issue that we want to look at them for. We want to inform our people to continue doing our things. Let those who are trying to impose their will should not be allowed to distract our mission of the country.
Minister Deng called on friendly nations to support efforts to stabilize the country, including her right to defend territorial integrity. Bol Deng Bol, an activist with the Jonglei Civil Society Networks, welcomes the UN Security Council resolution to extend arms embargo on South Sudan. Bol says the country lacks political will to stabilize the country.
This is a good resolution, extending arms embargo and sanctions on South Sudan. It is good in the sense that when we talk about arms, what do we want to import arms for? What do we want to buy arms for? Yet we have all the arms that are here, and they are not doing any good to South Sudanese. They have all gone into the hands of civilians, and civilians are using these arms against themselves.
Bol urges the transitional government to disarm the civilians to deter intercommunal violence across the country. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.